With the stock market tumbling and dot-coms becoming dot-gones, commentator Christopher Wynn remembers getting the bad news from his high-tech firm.
I can still hear the fateful words pounding me over the head like a hammer. The company is initiating a reduction in forces. What? I looked around the office at the small group of us who had been discreetly gathered together by human resources. Reduction in forces? How many new ways can a company come up with to say laid off? In fact, why not just call it like it is? Gang, your bottoms are out on the street. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Thanks for playing. That sentiment was expressed in the form of, here's a box for your personal items. Please leave your security badges with us as we escort you out. Oh, and don't worry about your PCs. The help desk has already disconnected them for your convenience. 15 minutes later, I was standing in the parking lot and holding a box with my pictures, stress ball, and a half-eaten granola bar. Talk about the fast track. I suppose I'd felt many of the same emotions as the thousands of other people forced through the emergency ejection hatches of corporate America. What about my synergistic contributions? I was an up-and-comer, a one to watch. I had achieved middle management in the high-tech industry before age 30. Hadn't I done my part? But surprisingly, my overall reaction to being reduced became intense relief. As Lily Tomlin said, the trouble with the rat race is that even if you win, you're still a rat. I was turning in my rodent ID. But now what? I needed to get back to basics. I'd been living pretty well as a rat. I gave up my trendy downtown efficiency and headed for the burbs. The movers were impressed as they followed me up the driveway to a very large and elegant house. I then directed them to the guest quarters above the garage. Oh, said the supervisor, you're simplifying. I was simplifying. In my new lifestyle, I am plugged from my corporate zombie state. I had flown for years on automatic pilot, never experiencing or tasting anything in my frenzy to exceed expectations. Satisfaction now came in unexpected ways, like washing a dish by hand. Who knew you could still do that? With my mind clearing and my spirit re-energized, I began to reclaim creative pursuits that had been put on the shelf to make way for a business career. I don't have as many toys as the rats who are still winning the race, but most days begin on my front porch, looking out over the yard with a cup of coffee. After checking on my wilting plants, I move inside to write. And the only reducing I worry about now is focused on my waistline. Someday, maybe I'll even unload that box of personal items from the trunk of my car.
Christopher Wynn writes at his home in Dallas.